Bend is one of 50 communities competing for a $5 million grand prize for the city that can save the most energy. Georgetown University is conducting the contest in part to draw attention to energy efficiency and to come up with some innovative ways to do it. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Bend's Energy Challenge is the focus of today's Take 5. The Bend Energy Challenge hopes to find 5,500 households to cut back on their energy use by 10%. We've known since January we were advancing to the semifinal round of Georgetown University's Energy Prize. The Environmental Center, local utilities, government, schools, and private businesses are part of the project. Mike Riley with the Environmental Center says it's been a lengthy process.
So we found out about this about a year ago and thought this would be a great competition for Bend to participate in. It's a good fit with our kind of creative, entrepreneurial, competitive spirit here in Bend. We have a lot already going on. We could do a lot more, and this could just help kind of galvanize more action on efficiency and even renewables, because solar can be part of this too.
This competition challenges cities to tap their imaginations to help reduce energy usage.
And we're going to be working to reduce our energy use, and we're going to be reporting in partnership with the electric utilities and the natural gas utilities all the energy use for residents and for municipal, for local government energy use. And that's what all the other communities are doing as well. And so we'll end up with kind of a metric of energy use per person in the community, and then we're going to be looking to see that we can reduce that over a two-year period.
For the next 2 years, Bend will participate in this challenge to reduce our energy usage by doing such things as washing your clothes in cold water or using LED light bulbs. Christopher Nelson with Georgetown's Energy Prize was in Bend last month.
We first conceived of this about 2.5 years ago, really with the recognition that we waste more than half of the energy we produce in this country, which is not environmentally smart, it's not fiscally smart, it affects our homes, our comfort, our lifestyle. And yet, small and medium-sized communities like Bend were being left out of that conversation. So we launched the prize to get communities just like Bend thinking about a community-wide approach to energy efficiency. Bend is one of the fastest growing communities in the country, giving you a lot of opportunities to look at new home construction and educating and informing people as they move to this community and as this community grows. Bend is also unique in that it is a thriving economic center and also a resort town. And we're really interested in how those dynamics play and how the creative approaches that the Bend Energy Challenge is taking will ultimately replicate and scale across the country.
Lindsay Hardy is the project director of the Bend Energy Challenge.
So we have a whole wide spectrum of activities that we're looking at because we really do want to engage everybody, whether you're a renter, whether you own a small home in downtown Bend, or you might own a larger home. So we have a whole wide spectrum, whether it be changing out your light bulbs, just pledging to wash your clothes in cold water to change your furnace filters, all the way up through and maybe installing solar panels on your home or getting an energy audit of your home and learning about how efficient your home is and what some of the next steps are for you. And then on the other extreme other end of the spectrum, we're hoping that we can also talk to people about new construction and what it means to truly build an energy efficient home so that 10 years from now, we don't have to have this conversation again about all those new homes that are being built, that we can fix the problem before it happens.
So now Bend is looking to sign up participants for the challenge. The goal is to reduce energy use by 10% through low-cost energy saving activities, home retrofits, or going solar. Lindsay Hardy recently spoke at City Club to get businesses involved, too.
Yeah, getting the word out, engaging people who tend to be some of the bigger thinkers in town and some of the movers and shakers so that we can get the word out, help them get their businesses involved. We are also asking businesses to take pledges to reduce their energy use as well as educate their employees, too. So businesses have a very large role to play as well.
The contest will last for the next 2 years. The community that is able to save the most energy will win the $5 million energy prize from Georgetown.
It'll be awarded in the middle of 2017. It's not enough for the community just to save energy. You have to develop new approaches, innovative approaches to everything that we talked about, the outreach, the engagement, buildings and programs. All of that is taken into account.
For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer on FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.